AM. Leviticus 25:10 says, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." That's Leviticus 25 and verse number 10. I'd like to say good morning to you today and welcome you to this week's edition of the Blessings of Liberty radio broadcast. Here we already are in the last week of March. Spring is in the air, and I'm thankful to see it as far as my opinion goes. I like this time of year. It's my favorite time of the year, springtime. I was reading this morning in the book of Proverbs, and it says in chapter 27 and verse 25, it says, "The hay appeareth, and the tender grass showeth itself, and herbs of the mountains are gathered." And that's talking about what takes place in springtime. And yesterday, Noah and I, we enjoyed a little springtime ritual together. And didn't we, Noah?
Yep. We mowed the yard.
First time.
First time of the year.
And first of many times.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and welcome our listeners while you're there.
We want to say how much we appreciate all our listeners today, those who are listening in here on AM 1450 WATA, and also those on AM 690 WZAP in Bristol, Virginia.
We do appreciate our listeners, and let me go ahead and introduce ourselves. We may have first-time visitors, somebody that's never heard the radio broadcast before, and my name is Pastor Wynn Greer. I'm the pastor of the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina. This is a ministry sponsored by, supported by the church, and we certainly appreciate the sponsorship there. We're located just a few miles out of Boone, North Carolina, on Baird's Creek Road, 1 mile up Baird's Creek Road, just above the Willow Creek Golf Course. And we'd love for you to visit with us if you are without a church home and you live in the area. We have Sunday morning worship service. We have 10 a.m. Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 a.m., our 11 a.m. worship service. And we'd love for you to come be with us in any or all of our services. We have Wednesday night prayer meeting every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. as well. Or maybe you will be visiting in the area. We have a lot of visitors, especially from over where the WZAP listening audience is, the tri-state area, Bristol, Virginia, Bristol, Tennessee. And then you also have Johnson City and Kingsport, and so you have a large listening area there. And so if you're going to be over this week, this summer visiting in the Boone area, we'd love for you to come and visit with us if you're going to be here on the Sunday and you'd like to attend a Bible-believing church. And so we'd love for you to come and visit with us at that time. You know, just this past Monday, I had a call from a listener who was traveling Saturday morning on Interstate I-81 going from Texas to Rhode Island, and they heard the Blessings of Liberty on WZAP on last Saturday morning. And this gentleman called me, talked to me about the radio broadcast. So you never do know who's going to hear and listen in. And so we do appreciate all of our listeners. So I'm the pastor at Mount Lebanon. This is my son, Noah. He produces the radio broadcast and helps get it ready to put on the website. And Sister Julie at the church, she takes care of that. And we certainly appreciate her labor as well. Well, when we started today, I mentioned that it's springtime. And springtime gets us thinking about lots of different things. Yard work, for one, mowing and weed eating and all that good stuff. Gardening. We got our garden plowed and tilled, and now before long we'll start working in that. Revivals during the spring, Vacation Bible School coming up, Easter coming up. But usually in the springtime, people start thinking about weddings. And this spring, especially in the state of North Carolina, weddings and marriage is in the news. And that's what I want to talk about today. This year, in fact, May the 8th, I believe it is, May the 8th, 2012, North Carolina has on our primary ballot this year a constitutional amendment. It's called the Marriage Protection Amendment, and that's what I'm going to talk about today, the Marriage Protection Amendment and what that means. Some of the the constitutionality of that I want to talk about just a little bit today. But North Carolina is the only remaining southern state that does not protect the definition of marriage in its constitution. There are 30 states in all that have a similar marriage protection amendment in their constitution, but the state of North Carolina is the last southern state that does not have an amendment to their constitution which protects the definition of marriage. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And one of the reasons I want to do this today is to encourage our listeners. Some may not be aware that this is coming up. Now, I did about 4 weeks last fall, and I talked about this subject and went into great detail from the Bible and what we talked about during those 4 weeks. And I would invite anybody to go back and listen on our website, mountlebanonbc.org, the archived broadcast where I talked about this very thing. And we talked about it from the aspect of what does the Bible say. That is one of my pet peeves, for somebody to say, well, the Bible says this, the Bible says that. Well, how many actually pull out the Bible and go to its pages and see what the Bible says? So that's what we did, and we took about 3 or 4 weeks to the best that I can remember on that subject, and we're not going to go over all of that again. But some of our listeners may not be aware that this is coming up so soon, and I also want to deal with this now, because if you are not registered to vote, you need to do that quickly if you want to vote in the May 8th primaries, and if you want your vote to count. You need to register to vote. We stopped by the Board of Elections this morning, and I found out that if you want to vote in the May 8th primaries, you need to be registered by April the 13th at 5 p.m. You need to be registered by April the 13th at 5 p.m. And so I wanted to share that with our listeners today, and I'm going to go ahead and congratulate Noah. He registered to vote this morning. So welcome to the voter world.
Thank you.
Was it painful or painless?
It was pretty painless.
Tell somebody that maybe don't know how to register all it entails there.
You just go in there up to the front desk and tell them you're ready to register to vote. And she just handed me a piece of paper, and I fill out all your information, and that was it, pretty much.
And she said you'd
get a card in about, she said, anywhere from 7 to 10 days.
All right. So it's painless. You didn't have to donate blood or anything. Just go in and tell them you want to register to vote. It's a very simple process. And so Noah turned 18 last August, and so this is his experience in registering to vote. And somebody might say, well, how did you register? Well, really, that's none of anybody's business. You know, that's a personal thing, but Noah rode with me here, so you probably know how he registered. I'm just kidding. But anyway, enough of that. But he went and registered to vote. So if you want to vote in this primary, you're going to have to get registered here within the next couple of weeks. That's going to come up very soon. And so I wanted to bring this up to let you know about that. And I think that everybody that is eligible ought to register to vote. And if not for any, and I know how a lot of people are, oh, it doesn't matter, it doesn't make any difference. But you know what? One of these days you can tell your grandchildren what it was like to vote when America was still free. So while you can, you need to go ahead, register to vote. This is one vote. I'm going to go ahead and say like this. This is the most important vote that I'm ever going to vote in that I can foresee in my adult life, that has ever come up in my adult life in all the years that I've been registered to vote since I was 18. This is the most important. And so I want to encourage our listeners to register to vote and to go and vote on this constitutional amendment. This really interests me for many reasons. One is the importance of the subject, which is what we're going to talk about here in a little bit, the constitutional amendment, the marriage protection amendment. This is the most important thing that I have ever voted on. This is more important to me as a citizen of North Carolina than any president or any governor or any bond issue or anything else I've ever had the opportunity to vote on. This is the most important. It would have the biggest impact upon our state over anything else we've ever voted on. So the importance of the subject, but also it interests me because you are talking about the process of amending our state constitution. Now, that is something that just does not come up very often. And so it's a huge, big deal when you're talking about amending the constitution of the state, which is the state of North Carolina, what we're talking about. So, I am interested in these things and talk about blessings of liberty, which is out of the preamble to the Constitution of the United States of America, but also our North Carolina Constitution refers to the blessings of liberty as well. And yesterday I took time to read part of the North Carolina State Constitution, and I might ask the question this morning, is it constitutional to change or amend the Constitution? And of course the answer to that would be yes, it is constitutional to do that. There is provision made in our Constitution to amend or to change the North Carolina state constitution. You would find that in Article 13, Section number 2. Article 13, Section number 2 talks about power to revise or amend constitution reserved to people. And so the people of North Carolina have the power to amend or change the constitution. It says the people of this state reserve the power to amend this constitution and to adopt a new or revised constitution. This power may be exercised by either of the methods set out hereinafter in this article, but in no other way. And so what is going to happen this May, this constitutional amendment is going to be on the ballot. And it is for qualified voters. It is not a majority of the people in the state, but the voters, the qualified voters, decide this matter. That is why it is important, if you are of age to vote, that you go and register to vote in this thing. Your vote matters. And so it is put to the qualified voters, not the majority of the people in North Carolina, but now that's important, the qualified voters. So I encourage you to make sure you are registered to vote. I promise you the opposing side is going throughout the state registering voters to vote for this very thing. So it is put to the qualified voters, and it is just a majority of the votes cast. It'll be either a for or against, and if more are for it than against it, then it will amend the Constitution of the state of North Carolina. So this is very, very important. Now, the Marriage Protection Amendment, what it will do, a couple of things it will do. I won't have time to discuss all of these things today, but one thing it will do, it will protect the definition of marriage as the union of one man and one woman. It's going to protect the definition of marriage as the union between one man and one woman. And another thing it's going to do, and this is why I think it's important that we go to these extreme measures to amend our Constitution, it's going to protect the people of North Carolina from having this decided for us. Now, if we don't decide this for ourselves by constitutional amendment, then what's going to happen by default, it's going to go into the court system. The lawsuits have already been brought in the state of North Carolina, and I'll just give a for instance, but a lawsuit has already been brought December of 2011, just a few months ago. And for example, what could happen? Somebody could, two men could get married in New York, where it's legal now. They could move to North Carolina and demand that they be recognized as a married couple. And since that is right now against the law in North Carolina, then the law could be changed to accommodate one homosexual couple. Two men, two women, doesn't matter. But it could be amended. Now, we do not want the courts deciding this for us. We do not want the legislators deciding this for us. And that has happened in other states. That's what happened in New York State, by the way, last year. The legislators got a hold of this, and they decided for the people. The people woke up, and they had no say in this whatsoever. And so this is important. We do not want the activist judges. We do not want the legislature. We do not want the court system deciding this for us. This is something that we, the people, need to speak out on and decide for ourselves. Now, that's democracy. That's democracy in action. We're going to vote on this. We're going to decide on this. And so I hope, I pray, I trust that the good people of North Carolina will do their homework, will go and vote on this very, very important matter. Now, let me give you today, as we move along, the legal definition of marriage from the lawgiver himself, from the law book itself. Now, I'm not talking about North Carolina or federal government, but I'm talking about the legal definition of marriage from the Bible, from the Word of God. Now, that, as a Christian, is what I am concerned. What does God say about this? And I've said this many, many times before. Marriage predates government. Marriage was in place long before there was ever such a thing as human government upon the face of the earth. You had marriage and you had family. And if you technically study this out in the Bible, you go to the book of Genesis chapter 1 through Genesis chapter number 9, and you see human government instituted in Genesis chapter number 9, but you go to Genesis chapter number 5 and you'll get a list of dates of people and how old they were. And you can go and you can figure out that before there was ever a human government in the world, there was marriage that predates human government by about 1,750 years, somewhere right around in there. Marriage is God's invention. Marriage is God's design. Marriage is God's decree. And therefore, no human law could change marriage no more than if we said we were going to pass a law against gravity. Gravity would still be gravity. You cannot defy it. Oh, you can modify just a little bit as long as you've got power to go against it. But when you run out of fuel, say if you were in a plane and defying gravity, so we might say, you still are subject to the laws of gravity. When you run out of fuel, you're going to crash because gravity is going to bring you back down. You see what I'm saying? Marriage is the law of God, and no man, no government, no human institution can ever change that. But it is our responsibility to protect marriage from being destroyed and changed and attacked. And that's what is going on in our society today. Marriage, traditional marriage, is under attack. And let me say, this is not a matter about marriage so much as it is a matter of morality. Either we're going to have morality and good order in our society, or we're going to create Sodom and Gomorrah all over again in the United States of America. And some places are already a long ways down that road. But let me read from the Bible. This is what God says about marriage. Genesis chapter 2 and verse number 22. This is what God says. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. You see the two genders there. You have a man and you have a woman. And Adam said, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And so we have marriage in the very beginning, instituted by God, decreed by God, designed by God. Marriage between a man and a woman is a good thing. It is a holy thing. It is a blessed thing, and it is a cornerstone in the foundation of all of society. If we change marriage between man and a woman, then what we are doing, we are changing the whole makeup of society. This is a very important subject for many, many reasons. If you go back a chapter in Genesis chapter number 1, the Bible says, male and female created he them, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. Do you know homosexual marriage does not have the ability whatsoever to do the original intention that God made for marriage in the first place, and that would be to procreate, to have children. Only men and women can have children. You have to have the seed of the man and the seed of the woman. Homosexual marriage, so-called, cannot reproduce itself. And so marriage is a cornerstone of good society. On and on we could go about this, but you see what I'm saying. What matters to me is what God says. Now, when government wants to protect marriage, and so good government should, Christian people ought to be all for it. People with common sense ought to be all for it. And let me just read. I stopped by the Board of Elections, and they were kind enough, and they're very helpful up there. You'll be well satisfied if you go in and register to vote. It's nothing to be intimidated about or scared about or anything. They're very helpful and very kind, and I appreciate that. So I had some questions, and they gave me a sample ballot. What I want to do is just read what is going to be on the ballot when you go in to vote. On this all-important matter, what you're going to see is that there's a referendum on there that just says constitutional amendment, and here's what it says. This is a sample ballot. This is exactly what you're going to read when you go in to vote. It says constitutional amendment to provide that marriage between one man and one woman is the only domestic legal union that shall be valid or recognized in this state, and it's either a for or against. You mark one or the other. So if you are pro-marriage between a man and a woman, you would want to vote for this constitutional amendment. And so I encourage you to register to vote, to go and vote. You can pre-vote. There's no reason. You say, I'm going to be out of town. Well, you can go in and you can vote before. You can early vote. And so there's no reason not to vote on this. Now, I mentioned this last week, and I'm just going to mention it again in case somebody didn't listen or didn't hear. But there was an article a couple of Saturdays ago, and it talked about how that Obama was against voting on or against this constitutional amendment, and the hypocrisy of those who will commit our troops to fight in the Middle East for what they call democracy, but they sneer at it when it's practiced in our own society. And so that shows the hypocrisy. There's more to it than just them being for or against democracy. But I encourage everybody to do your own homework concerning this. I've done mine. I read. If you just get on the computer and you Google North Carolina marriage amendment, you're going to have all kinds of things come up for and against. I even read yesterday some websites and did some research, those that said that this would hurt and they say all kinds of things. This is going to hurt children if this is passed. This is going to hurt the elderly. this is going to hurt fluffy puppies and kittens. And, you know, there's all kinds of, but, you know, read and study and do your own homework. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that marriage between a man and a woman is a good thing. And if we in society change marriage and accommodate and make provision for and call marriage between men and men and women and women, if we call and change that to marriage, it's going to affect our society greatly. And it already has affected other states negatively in many ways. But do your own homework about this. I would recommend, there is a website, there is an organization called Vote for Marriage NC. And you can look that up on the internet. Just www.voteformarriagenc.com. And I spent a lot of time the past 2 days reading through fact sheets, different opinions concerning this. And I'm telling you, this is a big deal. And so study it out for yourself. Don't read the Word of God. What does that say? Do your own homework. Go to voteformarriagenc.com. I highly recommend that to get more information concerning this. There was one article in particular that I read yesterday and was interested in. And if you go to voteformarriagenc.com, there's a tab that says materials. And you click on that tab and there's all kinds of fact sheets. There's all kinds of information under there. But there was an article under there called What Same-Sex Marriage Has Done to Massachusetts. It's far worse than most people think, by a gentleman named Brian Kamenicker. Kamenicker was his last name, Brian Kamenicker. And he wrote an article, What Same-Sex Marriage Has Done to Massachusetts. He wrote this October the 20th, 2008. And I thought that was very interesting. I would encourage anybody, and I didn't print it off and bring it with me, but he talks about it. And he had children in the school system at that time, and he talks about in that article how that immediately it was introduced into the high school, then the next year into the elementary schools, and then the next year into the grade schools. And many parents were upset by what they began to do and teach in the schools. And the judicial system automatically said, this is the law of the land. So we feel that it is our obligation to teach that this was normal and accepted. And if you don't go along with this, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. And this article, he says in the end of it, he says, it's worse than you think. Let the other states be forewarned. And I would encourage you to go and read that article. And I didn't print it off and I didn't bring it, because I'm telling you what has gone on in Massachusetts in the last 8 years under the so-called banner of same-sex marriage. It's not R-rated, it's X-rated. It's awful. I was ashamed. I seen enough. I cut it off when I got studying so far. I'm telling you, what they are teaching children in schools will just infuriate you if you have any God sense about you whatsoever, any morality about you whatsoever. It is criminal what they have done and are doing to children in states where this has been legalized. So go there, read, do your own homework, find out what's going on. Another thing that I would encourage you to look at is a website called massresistance.org. This is a group in Massachusetts that is trying to resist what has been put upon them by their legislatures. It's called massresistance.org. And it talks about, you know, even when Romney was the governor, a whole lot of these things were brought in, and he said that the Republicans need to be more friendly to the gay community. And I'll tell you, it is people need to open their eyes. What is going on in our nation? My time is quickly coming gone today. I do hope that this will be taken in the right spirit. I just think we need to do what's best for this nation. for our state and for the children, as George Washington said, the millions of millions that will be born after the time that he lived in. So we'd love to hear from you. Noah's going to come give the contact information. Go and register to vote. This is very important to our society. Thanks for listening. Have a great day and God bless.
This has been Blessings of Liberty, brought to you by Pastor Wayne Greer, the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina. If you'd like to reach us, our church phone number is 828-963-4596. That's 828-963-4596. Or you can reach us through our church website at www.mountlebanonbc.org. That's MTLEBANONBC.org.